You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. Happy that you were here with us this afternoon. Yesterday was a wild ride watching President Trump do the things that he was doing to essentially facilitate an attempt at peace. I don't understand. And here's what I do understand. I apparently internally feel really good about the way things are going. You know how I know?
You're not worrying as much at night?
No, I don't worry about these things at night.
You're not breaking out into cold sweats?
No. Any other ideas how I know that I'm feeling pretty good about it?
Good hair day?
You think I have a good hair day?
I don't know. I was just wondering if you did. I would never say that.
You're looking... Ethan, you're standing... What do you think? How about Ryan's hair day? How do you feel about it, Ethan?
It's the same every day. It's non-existent. There's none there.
No, it has, has nothing to do with my hair.
Okay.
One more guess. How do I know that I'm feeling pretty good about the direction of things?
You're in love and you don't care who knows it?
Okay, Will Ferrell. I am in love and I don't care who knows it, but I've been married to him for 18 years. So
not new. Okay.
But still.
I would say that would be my indicator that peace talks are going well.
Just a step below that. I voluntarily listened to CNN all the way into work today.
I wouldn't have come up with that. Not on my radar.
I'm in love and I don't care who knows it. I listen to CNN and I don't care who knows it.
What did Anderson Cooper tell you? Got you all hot and bothered.
I don't know that was who it was.
No? Well, I don't know any other anchors.
Is Dana Bash on CNN?
Brianna Kylar? Yes, I got another one.
This is evidence of how much we attentively focus on CNN. They are so mad at Trump.
Are they?
On CNN. I can't stomach it. I can't stomach sitting. I can watch clips of what the leftist media is doing. I can watch clips of it when I kind of want to know, like, maybe there was a government official who went on there and I want to see how it goes. I watched Scott Jennings, who is the network on CNN, coming to 97.1.
Yes,
Monday,
he is.
Monday, correct?
Yeah.
That's exciting. We're very excited to have him
8
be part. Scott Jennings, 8 o'clock.
P.M.
weekdays on 97.1. So exciting to have him here. They are really worried that he's not being very specific in the words he's using when he's speaking publicly on this. Do these people not understand the difference between the conversations he's having with these leaders behind closed doors and how he would go in front of the media and be reasonably vague because they're working on a peace deal? This is not easy stuff. He can't be... I really feel like they think that Trump, that the real win here is if Trump persuades CNN to agree with what he's doing. Like, that is the end goal for these loony leftists who, by predicate, hate, despise, viscerally detest everything about this man. They want to see him fail because they will not know what to do with themselves if this president achieves the mediation between Russia and Ukraine and he does it in the first 7 months of being in office. They're not going to know what to do with themselves. It's really something to behold. I feel really good about it. I'm going to watch a little more CNN, might even dip into some MS Now or Ms. Now, as I'm going to call it.
Ms. Now. Yep, that's what it is. You know, I have not watched CNN to the extent that you have. And I am not ashamed to admit that.
Truthfully, I only listened.
You only listened or listened. I haven't consumed CNN in any meaningful way in the last few days. But the leftist media that I typically do, which is all over the board, it's influencers and it's leftist politicians. I'm not surprised that they're just looking for the angle to talk about against Trump in this. That's no surprise. We should all be
A lot of it is like his words, his rhetoric, how he approaches things. It's all surface level baloney sausage.
How could you let Putin get in a car with you?
Yeah.
It's the beast. That's the American people's car.
It's where Trump is the same.
It's the stupidest stuff you can come up with. But they're doing it, and it's to be expected. I am, however, surprised at how disappointed I am in them. I would have thought...
Like you're surprised you care?
I'm surprised that I care because I'm not surprised by it. I'm surprised by my reaction being that disappointed that that's where we are.
Because you feel like you should have the expectations like, of course they're going to be like this.
I would hope that they would maybe just back off of the rhetoric. They don't even have to change their tune. They just could not say much. They could just sort of report on it and say, well, this is what we think's going on. But they're doing the opposite. They're trying to almost undermine the peace negotiations.
Oh, completely. Because... when you have Hillary Clinton on a podcast with Jessica Tarloff going, hey, if he is able to, whoever negotiates this, I'd nominate them for the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm pretty sure she doesn't say that if she thinks, well, there's two ways to look at that. She either thinks that's not ever possible, or she's about to be a part of the biggest failure in recent political history, which is the Democrat Party that is really headed up by Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden. I wouldn't even give Kamala Harris the credit to go in there because she tried to be a part of that leader, and America was like, I'd pass. No, yeah. Thanks.
This is a three-seater.
And I don't know if she is hedging her bets and trying to be a little bit on the right side of history here. And the only reason why she would do that is if she thinks she's going to run again.
Or she thinks she's going to be prosecuted for high crimes and treason.
How often is it? Let's play this. Everybody, America's favorite game show. Is it the presidency or is it prison? Let's wait and see. There are a lot of Democrats who are giving President Trump even a wink of credit is a huge deal. Some more than others.
I'm not saying you're saying this. My only point is I give President Trump tremendous credit for where we are. And if he is able, again, to engineer this deal, we've been saying for weeks on this show, I would be the first. I would hope you would invite me down to the White House when the president is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, because he would absolutely deserve it. But I'm only saying.
That's a really big deal to hear a lot of these people talking about this. We discussed this earlier, maybe last week at some point, this Nobel Peace Prize talk. I don't think that anything that President Trump is doing right now is so that he can acquire a Nobel Peace Prize. He's already done enough things that would warrant a Nobel Peace Prize, especially relative to the other people and their accomplishments that have landed them that high honor. So I don't think that he's like in hot pursuit of it. I don't think the absence of it is going to make him feel less successful. I almost feel like if it's more Trumpian to achieve peace in all these different places and not have a Nobel Peace Prize. But I bet he wants it. Who wouldn't want it?
He might not.
It fits. It's an easier thing to throw out to your base to be like, look what I did. They won't eat. Because that fortifies the opposition once again in a real measurable way.
But he would gladly accept it and we'd never hear the end of it. So it's kind of both.
Have you ever watched The West Wing?
No,
did you, Brad, ever watch The West Wing?
Nope.
Jared and I watched it back when we lived in Hamel, Illinois. And that would have been, it would have been before 2015. So that would have been at least 10 years ago. I'm pretty sure when we watched it, it would have had to have been Obama. It had to have been an Obama presidency because we were married, but it was before we moved. So we watched this during the Obama presidency. And we never watched it when it was on the air to begin with. So we were watching it for the first time, this like 90s drama, whatever, that my recollection was The West Wing was a pretty big deal when it was on. It was like, clear your schedule. We can't do anything at whatever it was, 8 o'clock on whatever channel it was, because The West Wing is on. And we watched it in 20 whatever, early teens. And Jared and I were like, this is a pretty good show. And so we started watching it again because we can watch it with our older kids now. You can watch it with any of your kids, but the other ones just fall asleep.
Yeah.
It is wild to look at the late 90s going into the 2000s. Because President Bartlet is a Democrat. But any Democrat that you would put on a TV that was as successful as it is has to have a moderation to their policies. And the things, you know, the super well-written diatribes that they go on that captivate people with, like, string music in the background while the White House is a setting, those are all emotional plays. And you're like, oh, man, that sounds great. It won't work, but it sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't we just share all the food?
Exactly. Then nobody would be hungry. It's crazy to go look back on what were Democrat policies in a wildly successful show like The West Wing. There are things that they're doing and saying right now that are right of center at this point in time.
Oh, really?
Yes, significantly so.
You've gone back and watched it, or you just remember?
We're watching it now with our kids.
Okay.
Yeah, we decided, Jared and I were watching, we watched the first couple episodes, we're like, this is really good. We'll just, because we needed to put something on. And then we were downstairs with the kids and we're like, well, you guys want to watch a little West Wing and see what that's about? It's about what's going on in the White House. And so now the older two are into it and they're asking a ton of really good questions.
What's an issue that you saw pop up that now would be considered right of center?
First, so Jed Bartlet is a first term president. So he's learning everything in the first few episodes, getting his sea legs. But one of the things is that they have like a budget surplus. And they're trying to figure out what to do with this extra money. And the Democrat position, the administration's position is, oh, we've got to overfund these things that are big, important policy positions for us. And the deputy chief of staff's secretary is like, so there's this much extra money. It was like $500 billion extra money. She goes, that's not the government's money. That's my money. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, I want my money. And he goes, we don't trust you to spend it.
Huh.
And then they go back and forth in this whole thing, which is an actual conversation. And it really ends in she's like, but I want my money. And his response is, we're Democrats.
Wow.
And I'm just like, yeah, I'm with her.
But it's right of center that they would even allow that debate / discussion to happen.
It made me realize that if a really you'd have to have brilliant writing, brilliant production, because The West Wing certainly had that. If you did that with a moderate to center right, where you showed conflict in an administration where you have somebody who's like super pro-life and somebody who's moderately pro-life, but you were able to have the discussion, I think that would be enormously popular in 2025.
Yeah. Anything with a budget. I mean, if you could make that look good, people go, oh.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be Trump. It could be like what a J.D. Vance would look like, a normal guy with a great backstory. And then everything wouldn't be so brown from the 90s, because that's the West Wing is so brown to me. Everything is this, like, nude, taupe, neutral.
That's surprising. It sounds like you're describing the late 70s.
For the record, I meant nude as in color. Let's get to Senator Jim Talent and Allen. My kids are like, when's the nude? Jim Talent is going to be with us next. We're going to get the basics and the in-depth analysis from the former United States Senator Jim Talent when we come back on everything Russia-Ukraine. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So glad to be here with you today. We want to grade the president's progress on law and order. A, B, slash, C, D, or F. The law and order approach for this presidency, it's really maybe the biggest category of what this president is focusing on. Border, what he's doing in Washington, D.C., backing the police, taking ICE and going in and deporting people who are here illegally. Top to bottom, law and order is like the meat of this presidency.
This is also one of his highest polling issues. I mean, I'm not saying that he should be doing this politically, but when he does this politically, his numbers jump because everybody, no matter which side of the aisle you're on, they go, oh, you're dealing with crime? I deal with crime, or at least I'm worried about it. Thank you for addressing it.
And I would say that the cherry on top of all of it is how crazy people who are pushing back against almost all of the issues look.
It's such a bad position to take.
Yeah. You can't be pro-criminal as consistently as the left is
across the board.
All right. I want to get to our next guest. Of course, we are excited to have former Senator Jim Talent on the air with us, former congressman and chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Senator, thank you for being with us again today. There is so much to talk about, and we're so grateful that you're here.
Well, I'm glad to be here, Annie. Can I just add a comment to that wonderful discussion you two were just having? One of the things I've observed about the president is his style is to be extremely bold or aggressive, almost radical, but in support of restoring normalcy. If you notice, in other words, it's like, okay, yeah, we actually are going to protect the border. We actually are going to stop crime in the District of Columbia. We actually are going to produce energy. I mean, the things he's pursuing are really very normal and centrist, but he does it in a style that provokes his opponents to oppose him. And then that, of course, makes them look extreme.
Yeah.
I don't mean to hijack the interview here, but I was just thinking about that while you guys were talking.
It certainly is. The amazing thing about it is it is absolutely the right America First policy, but he masters the politics of it while he also has the right policy to put in place. And it's been amazing to watch in the first 7 months. I wanted to get your thoughts, Senator, on everything that we have experienced here in the last 5 days or so, when Vladimir Putin comes to Alaska to meet with Donald Trump. I hear detractors on the left talk about how shameful it was, and then President Trump says if I have them come meet me in Alaska, they'll say it's bad. If I have to meet them somewhere else, they'll say it's bad. If we meet, they say it's bad. If we don't meet, they'll say it's bad. What does it mean to you to see Vladimir Putin come to Alaska to meet with President Trump on Friday?
Well, it's pretty clear, and we've learned now that Vladimir Putin does not want the sanctions imposed. I mean, that's a point gained. I mean, we found out, you know, if you want to control somebody, find out what he wants and find out how bad he wants it. Well, we found out he doesn't want the sanctions imposed. And as for coming to Alaska, he came here to meet Trump. Okay, that's very important from a diplomatic point of view. And in Alaska, which used to belong to Russia and, of course, doesn't anymore ever since when? 1867, something like that, 68. So I thought the optics of it were fine. It's broken the logjam, at least on the surface, so that Putin is at least talking now about talking. I thought it was very interesting that a security guarantee is in play. And if I worry about anything, I like the bottom line that Trump was driving at before, which was, okay, Putin can keep some of the territory he's conquered, but Ukrainian sovereignty is going to be protected so they can rebuild themselves economically and military with the help of the West. And I'm sure Trump envisions most of that help coming from Europe. He doesn't want to pay for it, right? Now, this security guarantee is interesting because I would rather empower Ukraine to defend itself and to grow economically than to try and protect their territorial integrity, you know, with a security guarantee. Because unless the Americans are behind that, I don't trust that the Europeans will be effective in that. So it's interesting. But I think we need to give the president running room on this. He's trying to do the right thing at the right time. He's a good negotiator. I have a fair amount of confidence in the result, but I don't think we know exactly yet what that's going to be.
I want to ask you something. I always look for the super basic questions to ask so that people who are listening to us discuss here, and then, of course, all the news reports. I think I can do this, and reporters can do this. You kind of fall in a trap where you start using vocabulary words that the common people who don't often look at, like, you know, country negotiations trying to solve peace. I keep hearing the phrase security guarantees, and right. I hear that discussed as a very, very important part of this deal. Can you tell me what that means?
It's interesting. An actual security guarantee in diplomatic parlance means if you are attacked, we, whoever's giving the guarantee, will defend you. Now, it can be conditional. There's also can be an argument over what constitutes an attack. I mean, actually, Putin was supporting the quote-unquote civil war in Ukraine because there the eastern Ukrainian provinces have a lot of Russian-speaking people in them, and they were supposedly engaged in a kind of civil war against the central government. Well, really, Putin was supporting that with his own troops that he infiltrated in. So there can be a question over what an attack means. And all that ambiguity is one of the reasons why I really liked what I thought the bottom line was that Trump was driving at and that he may want now. That's why another reason is if Putin signs an agreement where we give a security guarantee, we're going to have to give something else up or the Ukraine's will to get it. And there's particular territories I don't want them to give up. Have you heard about the Donetsk Fortress Belt? Is that a term you read?
Yes, it is.
It's a part of Donetsk province that Putin has not conquered and probably can't conquer because they prepared a defense in depth there. That means they've built a lot of defensive lines that are extremely effective. And Putin wants that, and I would not want to give that away. But again, we're getting into tactical or detailed questions. I think the key thing here is that Putin is talking. It would be very good to end the war. Russia has, and I said this in the show before, Russia has lost on a strategic level. I mean, Finland and Sweden are now in NATO, and it matters with the Finns. They have real capabilities. The Russian army has been exposed as third rate. The Europeans are spending more money on defense. They're not dependent on Russian energy anymore. Syria is gone as an ally. These are enormous strategic defeats for Russia. We want to get this war over, stabilize Eastern Europe, and just as long as we leave Ukraine in a position to rebuild and protect itself. Hmm. I don't care that much if they give up a little more territory. Russia's conquered. So if you know how much they've in return for a million casualties, he's conquered an additional territory about half the size of the state of New York. That's what he's gotten for all that.
Yeah. You know, I did a professionally brave thing, and I just tuned into CNN for a while today. And one of the things that they were criticizing was President Trump. They said he said on a hot mic that Putin wants to work with Trump to get this done. And they were using that as in their tone, and not really a complimentary thing that Putin has some sort of interest in working with Trump to get this done. We hear a lot of people say, too, Putin is a liar. You can't believe anything he said. Marco Rubio was asked that question. He said that's why you have to have all sorts of expectations that go along with it. Is Donald Trump doing the right thing in the way he's handling Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's mediating this dispute, which means he's going to be very careful about both positive and negative things he says. I mean, when he said he wants to end this thing, that doesn't necessarily mean he believes that because Putin told him he wants to end the thing. I'm sure Putin did tell him that. It means the president is evaluating what Putin wants and doesn't want. And he's drawing some conclusions so that he can, he can affect his decisions based on the policy initiatives he undertakes. So I think what the president knows is that when he threatened the sanctions, Putin understands when Trump threatens something, he's going to do it after what happened to Iran. And Putin doesn't want the sanctions. Mm. So I'm not sure on what basis Trump said that. I think there's... I have mixed feelings myself about what Putin wants on this. On the one hand, this war is a loser for him. And the casualties that he's suffering and the sacrificing that he's undertaking is weakening his regime and weakening the Russian state. On the other hand, when the war ends, he may be sitting there thinking, I'm going to have to give an accounting at some point to Russia about why I gave up all of this and got so little. In that sense, Putin may be okay with the war continuing. I'm just not going to second guess, you know, until it's over, you know, the judgments the president's made on this. He's operating very effectively, and I think he's earned a little running room.
Yeah, I agree with that. We're speaking with Senator Jim Talent. I want to take one more opportunity to ask you a question about this before we have to let you go, specifically about the way the president of the United States speaks to the American people. He loves a good press conference. You could have him pop up at any time. Does what happens on the public-facing part of these conversations actually affect negotiations? I presume that he's having a lot of private conversations, maybe around the clock, with these world leaders, with Zelensky, with Putin. Does he have to be careful how he presents himself to the American public?
Annie, I think presidents always need to be careful with the words that they say. That doesn't mean that they're acting as if they're careful. I think Trump says what he wants to say when he wants to say it. You know, he wants people, but he doesn't want people to know. Again, this is classic negotiations. You want to know what the other guy wants and how bad he wants it. You don't want him to know what you want and how bad you want it. So when Trump talks about, and I do believe, by the way, that Trump hates the fallout from war, I think that's an authentic expression of his opinions, okay? But when he says he wants to end the war because he wants peace, that's his public-facing statement. There's a lot of other motives that are working there that he's probably not saying. Okay, so I don't think Trump goes around, and I don't know how anybody can look at his record and the success he's had just in the first 7 months in foreign policy and think this guy does not know how to structure his public statements to help him get what he wants. I mean, he's been pretty good at it. I could run down a long list of things. You know, look in the Middle East, for example, how he handled that, the speech he gave to Saudi Arabia, which I thought was brilliantly timed. Look, I mean, I'm not going to hesitate. I always feel like I don't want to sound like I'm only complimenting Trump. I mean, you know, if we end up with a deal here that compromises Ukrainian sovereignty, I'm not going to like it. I don't think we are. I don't think he said anything to suggest that we are. But what I am willing to do is to wait to see the result. I think the president's earned that much.
Yes.
Let's see what happens. And then we can all make a judgment about it. I mean, that's fair. Mm. His name's on the door. I mean, the results he produces are going to be what he's judged by.
That's right. Very much so. Senator Talent, thank you for being with us today. We look forward to talking to you again because we know each day is going to have big developments in this important story. We thank you for providing us your insight today.
You are welcome.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Senator Jim Talent, former United States Senator from Missouri, former Congressman, Chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council, on X at Jim Talent. Quick break. When we come back, there is a White House press briefing going on right now, and Carolyn Leavitt is asked by Jack Posobiec about troops on the ground. Any types of commitments that the American people can know about where U.S. troops might factor into some sort of peace deal. You're going to want to hear this. It's up next. Don't go away.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So the president's White House press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, is at the podium right now. She's taking questions, including questions from Jack Posobiec, who has been on this show quite a few many times. And Jack asked an important question about U.S. troops.
The status of these peace talks. Obviously, we saw the president and President Putin there in Anchorage. We saw the world leaders here yesterday with this summit. We've heard phrases like coalition of the willing. We've also heard Article 5-like guarantees. When it comes to the security guarantees, what is the current status of that? I know the president earlier today mentioned boots on the ground would be UK, France, Germany possibly, but unequivocally said no U.S. troops on the ground, but U.S. coordination. Can you elaborate on that and what would the red lines be?
Sure. Well, you got to the heart of what I was going to say to all of you today on security guarantees, which is the president has definitively stated U.S. boots will not be on the ground in Ukraine, but we can certainly help in the coordination and perhaps provide other means of security guarantees to our European allies. The president understands security guarantees are crucially important to ensure a lasting peace, and he has directed his national security team to coordinate with our friends in Europe and also to continue to cooperate and discuss these matters with Ukraine and Russia as well.
Carolyn, now, have the Russians responded at all? I know we spoke with President Putin last night. What has been their response? Because we've heard some reports from the Kremlin and others saying they're unequivocally against NATO troops on the ground.
Well, look, the president continues to have these conversations with both leaders. Those conversations took place in Anchorage, Alaska, again yesterday with the Europeans and President Zelensky, and he has directed his team to come up with a framework for these security guarantees that can be acceptable to help ensure a lasting peace and end this war.
And then just last question real quick on this. Regarding some of the funding, we're hearing questions about another round of weapon sales and or possibly a round of U.S. purchases of Ukrainian drones. Will that money be funded by the U.S. taxpayers? Are we finally going to see an end to the U.S. taxpayer-funded, seemingly endless mandate for these foreign wars?
Well, the president is very sensitive to the needs of the American taxpayer. And immediately upon entering office back in January, he made it very clear that we're not going to continue writing blank checks to fund a war very far away, which is why he came up with a very creative solution to have NATO purchase American weaponry, because it is the best in the world, and then to backfill the needs of the Ukrainian army and the Ukrainian people and their military. So that's the solution the president has came up with. We'll continue to see that forward. As for any additional sales, I'll have to defer you to the Department of Defense.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jack.
Kelly. So you have Jack Posobiec there talking about asking the question, a very important question. I think a lot of us want to know exactly what this is going to look like as far as security guarantees, which we just spoke to Senator Talent about. I think that's a stupid question for me to ask. I'm like, what are security guarantees? Because I hear that being talked a lot about. And I think if you're somebody who's on the sideline traditionally, because you don't want nothing to do with any sort of politics, Donald Trump is a hot button anywhere you go, anytime. When it comes to talking about these types of things, most people aren't nerding out on this stuff like we are. And when you talk about something like security guarantees, it's like I could infer what that means, but I'd really like to know specifically what we're discussing here. And to Jack Posobiec's point there, are we talking about American boots securing Ukraine from another Russian invasion?
I think the security guarantees question is important because you know they're addressing... Here's the way politics works so often is, and this is not just American politics, but politics. They come out, they tell everybody what they want you to see, and then they go behind the door and they just do something completely different. Security guarantees is saying what we say publicly, we're going to enforce continually. That's very, very important to this process. So no, I don't think that's a stupid question. I think that actually, it's like the wedding versus the marriage. Yeah, the wedding's important. What they say publicly,
super exciting. Everybody's paying attention.
You got the cameras, but then what do you do once you're actually in the marriage? Like, what does this look like? What does ongoing peace look like? And that's the nature of that question is how do we know this is going to last?
And
which
when
is good.
The HOA president moves out and a new one comes in named J.D. Vance.
Yep, and that is in 4 years, 3.5 years. In the meantime, you got to keep your grass cut and keep the trash off the lawn.
Yeah, Putin. Last night, Jesse Waters, he has the man on the street thing. His producer, Johnny, goes out and asks. He's always asking people questions on the beach. It's like, okay, fine, I get it. And they're always college-aged, very attractive people. I just find it interesting that I'm like, these are the only people who we want to tap into what America thinks. That's not true. He goes into the streets in New York City and stuff, but there's a lot of beach content. And at one point, Johnny says something like really aggressive to Putin. Like he looks in the camera and he addresses Putin and he's like, I'm kidding, don't kill me. And I thought, there's at least a 1% chance that you needed to say that. I don't know what Putin's capable of, but...
Do you think we should do that?
You should.
In Pontoon Beach?
Sure.
Okay.
Pontoon Beach is a fine place.
I'll go to
STS
Uncle Linny's.
Armory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can go just stroll the main drag there and just
go
ask
to
people
STS
what they're
Armory.
Thinking.
People can show up in bathing suits or not. Doesn't matter. And we'll just ask you stuff.
I will say this. If you're in a bathing suit, you're getting interviewed.
So weird. So probably need to have a police presence. All right. Wings of America next. Tee it up for us here.
This is the celebrity political dish.
It's a very, very big segment on the Andy Fry Show.
We don't usually do a lot of gossip column news, and this isn't necessarily that either, but it's all in the orbit of Hollywood stuff that has to do with politics. And there's enough stories that I'm like, dang, I think I could do a whole segment out of these.
Some might even say a Venn diagram. Hollywood and politics collide.
Yeah.
Right in the middle, Ryan Wiggins.
In Wiggins America.
Yeah, that's really where Wiggins America resides.
Right in the center of the Venn diagram for everybody.
That's next. Don't go away. Didn't know you, but you gave
me that advice. This is the Annie Fry Show.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Yeah, now we're ready. Let's go.
Sorry, Bart.
Celebrity news political dish. This is
everybody
be,
is so excited to hear this.
Oh my
segment.
Gosh. If you tune in to 97.1, you're like, what's going on with Hollywood?
Ooh.
Ooh. Who's wearing
crime.
What?
And
is that a
squalor.
Coach purse? That's what people say in Hollywood, isn't it?
No.
Coach, is that a coach purse? I have no clue. These are stories
really?
That revolve. It's true. Yeah. When it comes to fashion, I'm surprisingly out of it.
You're just say I'm out of it.
Surprisingly out of it.
I don't know.
People come up to me and they're like, give me some fashion tips. Mm. And I'm like, this is weird. I don't know you. And I'm in a TJ Maxx.
Nobody's ever said that to you in your life.
That's true.
Okay.
Helen Mirren has slammed the idea of a woman playing James Bond. Even though...
She slammed it?
She slammed it. Even though apparently... James Bond is, they're talking about possibly...
Is it Jane Bond?
Having a James Bond. I don't know the answer to that question. It's pretty stupid, though. Actress.
Is this a report or is this editorial?
It's both. Helen Mirren is known for feminist activism and argues that the character must maintain his traditional essence to preserve his identity. Surprised? I was.
I like Helen Mirren. She's a great actress.
I do too.
What would James Bond's name be if it was a woman?
Probably James Bond.
Jamie Bond?
I think you just leave it James.
Yeah.
I think you can be a girl and be James.
No, you can't. There is never.
You can be a girl and be a boy today. I think you can be a James.
In the history of the world, Ben.
There aren't a lot of.
A girl named James.
Even the longer you stand next to Ryan, the more you say things that he would say. That's a bold statement, sir.
James Charles is the closest thing that comes to mind.
I feel like there's a.
He's still a dude.
I feel like there's a famous actress who has James.
That's Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah.
No, that's Jamie.
There are very few names that women can't take on that are male that you go, that's not, you can't have that as a girl's name.
James is one of them.
James is one of them. I'd put Curtis in there.
Bob,
Brad.
Dave.
Russell says Karen. Karen
Bond. We could do this all day.
Karen Bond.
I think I'd watch that movie.
I actually would go see that too. Yeah.
That's
You're not supposed to be parked here. Get ready for 007.
Okay, listen. A lot of us love real Karens in our life who have been besmirched by the angry Karens whose name aren't actually Karen. Don't send me messages.
You don't have to defend Karens.
It's the wildest thing after we talk about Karens on the air that I get emails from people.
It needs to be, if there's a Karen Bond, it needs to be a story about a single woman who's just, you know, trying to make it in the big city and trying to find love. And it needs to be called Single 07. Hang on.
No. That bell. That's such a sad bell.
There.
Next.
You can kind of hear it through the mic. Next one, Chris Pratt praises RFK Jr.
Uncle Bobby.
That's right. Says they get along pretty well. The Guardians of the Galaxy star, who is 46 years old, was on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast.
My favorite actor or actress in Hollywood.
Chris Pratt?
Number one.
He is one of the few who I would say is top A-list right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I define that is, and I hope Hollywood would agree with me, because I'm, you know, pretty much...
We're almost out of time.
I lead Hollywood.
You're in the
heart of it. They follow what I do on this show. He's one of those artists, actors, who can get a project made regardless. Like, you just put his name on it, and it gets made.
He also can do pretty much every kind of acting. He can certainly do comedy. He can do drama. He can do big epic pictures. He can do romance types of things. And that one series, I can't remember what it's called. I think it was on Amazon, maybe, that he did, where he's like a Marine or something. I can't remember.
I know what you're talking about.
I watched it a couple years ago. It was fantastic. And he, I mean, that's a serious drama the whole time. He did great. Chris Pratt, everybody.
His wife is Katherine Schwarzenegger, which makes RFK his uncle. So they see each other at family functions. Mark Hamill almost left the country after the Trump election win.
Who's Mark Hamill?
Luke Skywalker.
Oh.
But didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Because his wife told him, but if you do, then.
They win.
Oh, how noble that you found a way to stay in the country after saying that you would leave.
Doug says that show I was talking about is The Terminalist, and he's correct, and it's wonderful, and you should watch it, but not with kids.
Also, I think Chris Pratt could be the next female James Bond. He can do anything.
That he could do.
I'd watch that, too. I would watch him as Karen Bond.
I would, too.
Fine with me.
I would, too. Last one. A man in Springfield, Ohio, says he lost money through a scam where AI was pretending to be Jelly Roll, the country music star, and pretending to be his friend and asking for things.
Nobody wants to be your friend, people. Just learn. No famous person needs little people like us to
Except
be their
for
friends.
Ryan.
Yeah, well, he's because he's in
I'd
Hollywood.
Believe it. I'd be like, oh, I
As their fashion director. All right, Congresswoman Mary Miller next on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.